It is a very searching question. When the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And I wish I put my name and you would put your name instead of Peter. And that is the question for everyone. Do you love me? Yes, love, it is not like what has been mentioned. It's not a tangible thing, and we cannot measure it. But how did we know the love of God for us? How do we know the love of Christ for us? It is very well-known verses, and we usually repeat it. I don't know if we understand what does it mean really, or we just repeat it in our prayer. Who loved me and gave himself for me. That is love. And we, as brethren, we ought to lay our life for our brethren. That is the way to show love. If I love my brother, I ought to lay my life for him. We were talking about evangelists, and our greatest example, the Lord, who didn't waste any effort in order to go to one soul. I'm ready. Am I ready to do that? The same for shepherdship. The same way in order to show you love. Again, we go to the greatest example, the Lord himself. He chose 12 persons, 12 apostles. They are all different than each other. Did he love them? Did he love them all? Has he excluded anyone of these 12? Or he loved them equally? The one who denied him, did he love him? The one who enjoyed the love and used to be in his bosom and then asked for fire to come to consume a city. Did he love them? The one who, after so many years, he asked him, "Show me the Father." And he asked him, that long time, and you don't me, who see me, he saw the Father. They are all different. And if each and every one has his own weakness. But the love of the Lord covered everything. The one he didn't believe and he wants to put his finger in the prints of the wounds, he still loved him. Dear brethren, if we say we love each other, we have to show this. He never excluded Peter, even after denying him. But in the contrary, he restored him 3 times. He paid more attention to the weak and more attention to those who are stumbles. Do we do that? Am I ready to weep, to cry for my brethren? Or I usually cry pitying myself. And sometimes if somebody hurt my dignity, I go and cry. Look at Joseph. He cried 7 times. With all the sufferings he suffered, none of them, not once, he cried pitying himself. But all every time, he cried out of his love to his brothers. Do we do that? I confess, many times we cry for ourselves, for our dignity, for our self-interest, but none for our brothers. May God help each and every one in order to show a real love. Yes, again, I repeat the same words. It is easy to talk about love, but it would be much better if we demonstrate our love to our brethren.